The Purity of Long Ago Snows. Saturday morning. Snow and ice abound. I clamber aboard my iced vehicle and carefully make my way through Southside, sailing to work at the whim of nature and chance. I actually arrive at the bookshop downtown, unscathed, unsnowbound, the only denizen in sight, the sole survivor of a species huddling indoors. I stoke the furnace, say good day to the books and facsimile Santas, and begin my work day. Yes, there are book lovers out there for whom snow and ice are mere challenges, not barriers. A few trickle in, having enjoyable browses, making their purchases, and continuing their explorations of a winter day of sunshine and slippery. As I prepare to close the shop at closing time, I recall a day long, long ago, when I was a mere tad, experiencing my first and best snowfall. Here's an entry from my red clay diary, called Purity. One day, when I was 7 years old, the world got all cleaned up, and everything got a chance to start over again. Overnight, the multi-textured earth became one smooth, soft, icy texture. The world of colors and hues became one wonderful, multi-shaded land of whites and off-whites and cream whites and shadowed whites and faintly pinkish whites. The world overnight cleansed the landscape and allowed clapping children to remold everything in their own images. Snowmen and snowwomen appeared quickly, playing guardian to our delight. Makeshift sleds materialized mysteriously out of old siding, ragged boards, large tubs, and pans. Footprints showed us who had been where, and from where, and where to, leaving traces of their makers, something that could never happen during ordinary times. Mother took the whitened landscape that our father had gathered from the yard and shrubbery, and, waving her large magic wand of a serving spoon, created the sweetest, sloshiest ice cream I've ever tasted. Large, multi-layered men came outside to pretend they were younger in the deepening, creamy banks. And little stuffed slug kids meandered about in pelts made of nylon and dacron and cotton and leather. Though we could barely make out each other's faces underneath all those makeshift scarves, we recognized everybody instantly because they were our transmogrified neighbors and playmates running amok upon the unfamiliar Terra Inferma. All human routine was suspended, and during that 24-hour period, so many years ago, nobody seemed to hold a job. Nobody had homework to do. Nobody had to be anywhere else but right there on our block on Eastwood Avenue, right down from MacArthur Avenue and Patton Avenue and 15th Street. Some celestial force had taken over our little village for a day, and, like Brigadoon, it would not repeat itself in our lifetimes, but would save itself for the next 100-year generation that needed a quick and gentle cleansing, so that the next day, when all was back to normal, normal texture, normal color, normal temperature, normal firma, everybody who had experienced this whiter-than-white washing of the spirit would have a memory to cherish in old age, a memory of things being just right and just magical and just totally real, all at the same time.